That was the Kings of Leon with Sex on Fire. Before that was Ed Sheeran with Castle on the Hill. And that brings us to 7:30 on a Wednesday morning on The Breakfast Show on Radio Life and Style. And in studio, we have Dr. Caitlin from Skin Renewal. And she's come to chat to us about Skin Renewal and what they are all about and how they can help us. Dr. Caitlin, how are you doing this morning? Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Now, we all know that our skin is our biggest organ in the body. If people didn't know that, now you know. And it does play a massive role in how our bodies function. And for those who care more about the aesthetic side, how we look, actually, because our faces are obviously the first thing that people see. And you are a part of the medical team at Skin Renewal.
Yes.
That offers these customized individual plans that addresses our skin and body and health concern. But I understand that you move between branches, don't you?
Yes. So we have three branches in Durban, Amshlanga, and also in Ballito now.
Yes, we're going to get into that. That's so exciting. But firstly, for those who are listening, maybe you can paint a picture about what Skin Renewal is all about.
So Skin Renewal is a group of 18 aesthetic clinics all over South Africa.
Okay.
And we staff by doctors, nurses, therapists who all practice something called aesthetic medicine.
Okay.
And aesthetic medicine is just a branch of medicine which is focused on getting people to look and feel better.
Which is what we all want to do.
So most of the treatments we do are non-invasive.
Okay.
And they're non-surgical, so the patient always feels comfortable and they have minimal downtime.
Awesome. Yeah. And am I right in saying that Skin Renewal is not just about a consultation and then you get treated? It's something a little more than that. It's actually a journey. And I'm super keen to know, how does it work at Skin Renewal, from meeting with your doctors for a consult? What is this journey that we embark on at Skin Renewal?
So at the start of your patient journey, you will come in and consult with a doctor like myself.
Okay.
And then you will outline your skin concerns. The doctor will then create a treatment plan that is individualized to yourself.
So it is an individual thing. It's not one treatment plan.
No, not one size fits all. Definitely not.
Okay.
And then we'll hand that treatment over to a very experienced therapist. And then the therapist will do your treatments every 2 to 4 weeks. If you hit a pothole in your journey, then she can always refer back to me. So myself and the therapist are always holding your hand throughout the entire journey.
Okay, so it's lovely to have that kind of a support,
especially
when it comes to our skin. And when we are talking skin, recognizing it is the largest and a very important organ in our body, there can be many things that do happen to it and that can result in skin conditions. And I know we could sit here for hours and discuss the many different skin conditions that we have. However, what are the main skin conditions that Skin Renewal can treat?
Okay, so the skin conditions we treat, one of them is acne.
All right.
Those marks you get after acne when you're popping your pimples in the mirror.
Which we can't help but do.
Yes.
When we see it, we scratch it. And I mean, I think it's a human nature thing.
Yeah. And then you get also those like deep indented scars you get from years of untreated acne.
Okay.
So a lot of patients come to us with that. Pigmentation from sun damage, also that hormonal pigmentation you get maybe when you fall pregnant or you're taking oral contraceptives. A lot of women are struggling with that nowadays. Redness, sensitivity. And then we also do a lot of anti-aging treatment. So if you have fine lines, if you have deep lines, if you got a bit of sagging, we treat all of that.
Yeah. Awesome. And I think as a woman in her mid-30s like me, I'm sure I'm not the only one who feels that way. But I think the number one thing we start to worry about as we get older is the way our skin ages. And I know this is something that you can start treating no matter what age you are. So just quickly, can you give us an outline of the anti-aging treatments that you can offer us at Skin Renewal?
So basically what happens when you age is that you have these little proteins in your skin. They're your anti-aging proteins that give your skin like volume, bounce. So that's your collagen and elastin. So we do treatments like chemical peels, we do laser therapy, and we do microneedling to stimulate those proteins again.
Okay.
Yes.
So it is possible to get that going again.
Yeah.
Yes.
I just want to ask, what is like the biggest mistake that women across all spheres are making, and they come to you and they say, this is what I'm doing, but it's a big no-no?
Is there one thing that you recognize that people are doing that is just wrong?
I would say following Well, people not consulting a doctor, mm-hmm. consulting Instagram, uh-huh. they see these little tips and tricks like
Instagram
put toothpaste
doctors.
On your pimple or lemon juice, or and it actually ends up damaging the skin.
Social media. Yes. Now, having said that, you are the doctor and you are the professional, and I'm sure yes. there are many listeners who want to know how we can start looking after our skin. And here you are behind the mic, and maybe you can share with us your top five tips on how we can start with the skincare or how we can look after our skin.
Okay, so number one is you need to wear SPF or sunscreen every day, and you need to be applying it twice a day.
All right.
All the SPFs they make now, most of them are made for specific skin types. They feel comfortable, they feel light, so there's no excuse to not being wearing an SPF.
And is this something that you put under your makeup?
Yeah, so you'll put it under your makeup, and then they even have SPF that's now included.
Oh, wow.
Like you can get like compacts and you can apply SPF and it gives you like a nice tint.
Okay.
Yes.
So this is something you suggest we do. Is there anything else besides SPF that we can start doing daily?
Well, you can... women that are over 25 years old, mm-hmm. I think you can start using like a retinol serum.
Okay.
And also, people are scared of Botox and fillers, but really, like, even a little bit of Botox goes a long way.
Okay.
Yeah. So
what is the difference between Botox and collagen or fillers? Fillers
okay,
and because I know that, you know what, there's some stigma around these things.
Yes, exactly. And it shouldn't be.
You are here to explain to us that there shouldn't be a stigma. It is important, especially when it comes to your skin. So what can we use Botox and fillers for?
So basically we use Botox for those dynamic lines you get from expressing, and that's usually in the upper part of the face. So when you're frowning,
So sort of between our eyes and...
And around the eyes,
the
yes.
crow lines. Yeah, we can treat those.
Yes, it's a horrible word, but yeah. So we can treat those. And then your fillers, it's made up of something called hyaluronic acid, which plumps the skin, and we do that for your more static, deep lines that are formed there from years of expressing. So like these little laugh lines you have...
Mm-hmm.
The lines next to your mouth here, they're called marionette lines.
All right.
Yeah.
So it is something that there should be no stigma about, but I know people, it is social media and this is what people do.
Yeah.
And now moving along, you have some very exciting news for us though. Skin Renewal has recently opened a branch in Palito. Please do tell us more, because I'm sure there's someone listening who would love to go on this journey. Where are you guys based? And just tell us a little bit more about that.
Okay, so our Palito branch is actually located behind the Lifestyle Center.
Okay, so it's very close.
Yeah, in Regency House. We've actually taken over from Dr. Michelle Westcott, who is the owner of New Youth.
Okay.
And we open 6 days a week, so you're welcome to pop in, or you can send us an email on palito@skinrenewal.co.za, and you can see one of our doctors, yeah.
That's awesome. That's going to be me soon.
Yeah.
It has to be.
Look, when did you think you need to go for a consult?
You know what? I have a lot of skin issues, and I think it's all, like, hormonal.
And stress. Yes. I think this day and age.
Stress. I mean, everyone's got stress.
So stress does obviously contribute to those hormones being released, and I'm so glad we have someone so close by that can actually treat us, and there's no stigma around it. I mean, and there's no age. There's no age where you can say it's not too early to start. Am I right?
Yeah. I mean, your collagen production starts to decrease by 25 years of age. Yeah. So if you start,
Wow. Awesome. Well, Dr. Caitlin, thank you for coming in today and sharing your valuable insight about skin, and for keeping us informed about what Skin Renewal is all about and the journey. And I'm sure I'll be chatting to you very soon.
Great. Thank you for having me.
That was Dr. Caitlin from Skin Renewal. They've opened a branch in Palito, and you can contact them for all your skin concerns.